إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل دلالة في النار. وبعد، all praise is due to Allah. We laud Him, we extol Him, and Him we seek assistance, and Him we seek forgiveness. And we seek the refuge of Allah from the mischievousness of our souls and the wrongdoings of all of our deeds and actions. Whoever Allah guides, no one can lead him astray. And whoever Allah leaves to be left astray, no one will be able to guide them. And I publicly bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship as a deity except Allah. He's alone, he has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam is his abd and his rasul. O you who believe, fear Allah with just fear, the way he should be feared, and do not die except in the state of Al-Islam. O human beings, fear your Lord who created you from one soul, and from that one soul, its mate. And from the two of them, men and women, countless men and women, spread abroad in multitudes. Remember the wombs that bore you, keep the relations of ties with your families, and remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a watcher over you. O you who believe, fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and if you do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after saying a word that is correct, will forgive you of your sins and make your affairs straight. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has already achieved the greatest of success. As to what follows, the best speech is the book of Allah, and the best guidance is the guidance of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa salam, which is his sunnah. And the worst of all affairs in this deen are newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an innovation. And every innovation is a going astray, and every astray is in the hellfire. The scholars of Islam, in talking about one of the virtues that the Muslim has to have, one of those aspects or ingredients that every Muslim, whether it be a man or a woman, must have, the scholars of Islam say that as-sabr is mentioned in the Quran at least 90 times. At least 90 times in the Quran. And this ingredient, this element, this virtue that every Muslim should have, which is as-sabr, is so important that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has attached himself to those who have it with his aid, with his support, and victory from him. When Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says in his book, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, surely Allah is with those who have sabr. As-sabr is that thing that if the person has it, they have iman. As Ali radiallahu tabarak wa ta'ala anhu says, أَلَا وَإِنَّ الصَّبَرْ بِمَنْزَلَةِ الْإِيمَانِ مِنَ الرَّكْسِ قائل الرأس من الجسد إذا قطع الرأس بار الجسم. علي رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عنه said that as-sabr is to the body like the head is that it is to iman like the head is to the body. If it is cut off, then the body will be destroyed. That as-sabr is to iman like the head is to the body. That if the head is cut off, then the body will be destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned all through the Quran the favors and the rewards of those who have suffered. And as-sabr is refraining or abstaining from something with endurance. And there is intrinsically in the word as-sabr, in the nature of as-sabr, some type of suffering. And this is why Ibn Taymiyyah, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, any time you ask for the sabr from Allah, ask for al-afiyah with it. Anytime you ask for patience, ask for Allah's well-being and safety. Just don't ask for sabr, because intrinsically inside of the sabr, there is some toil. There is some suffering. There is some pain inside of sabr, because the person usually has to undergo some type of hardship. So we should ask for afiyah, for protection and well-being, while we're asking for the sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his book that he gives three things that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give. Three things that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give for those who have sabr. Those three things are blessing, mercy, and guidance. Only Allah jalla jalaluhu can give these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُم مُّصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Surely we shall try all of you with something of fear and hunger and loss of crops and lives and property. But give glad tidings to those who are patient, those who when a calamity or misfortune befalls them, those who are touched with some type of misfortune, they are the ones who say, to Allah we belong, and to Allah we're going to eventually return. They are the ones who receive blessings from their Lord, mercy from their Lord, and they are the ones who have hidayah. They are the ones who have guidance. So all of us who have this ingredient of patience, we should be expecting, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not break His promise, we should be expecting the blessing, and we should be expecting the mercy, and we should be expecting the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in addition to this, those people who have a sabr, they will receive from Allah something that no other type of worship can give you. If you look through the Quran, and you look through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you gather up all the verses talking about salah, and all the hadith talking about salah, and add them with all of the narrations talking about siyam or fasting, and add those to zakat, and to jihad, and to hajj, you'll find that as-sabr is the only thing in the Quran and in the sunnah that Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala a'lam, He knows best, will reward the believers without any stint, without any measure. There's no sky's the limit for the reward. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in His book, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the believing people who have a sabr, those Muslims, male and female, who have a sabr, who endure, who persevere, who have patience, they are the ones that will be rewarded and compensated without any measure or stint. It's unlimited. This is only for the ones who have a sabr. And a sabr will gain you the salam from the angels that Allah created. A sabr will make you able to receive as-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu from the angels. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. Subhanallah. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the angels will enter into upon them, meaning when you are in Jannah, and may Allah give us all Jannah, that the angels will enter into you or come upon you in your places in Jannah from every type of door. From every door of Jannah. And Allah only knows how many doors of Jannah there are. From each of the doors of Jannah,
the angels will come into your place. And they will say, Salamun alaykum. Salamun alaykum. May you have the peace and blessings and mercy of all the best types from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on you. And this Allah says, Bima sabartum. This is only because you were patient. And what a beautiful abode and house those people will have at the end. So sabr is something, brothers and sisters in Islam, that we have to have. There's no way we can get around not having a sabr. And a sabr is needed just not in times of calamity or misfortune. In fact, the scholars of Islam say that a sabr during the time of ease and felicity and blessings and boon and bounty is more difficult than sabr in times of hardship, calamity, misfortune, and poverty. That a sabr during the times of ease and blessing, freedom and felicity is more difficult than in the times when you're having disease and hardship. Why? As one of our brothers who recently just won a case as a fireman upstate New York, he fought the kuffar system and won. And Allah Ta'ala allowed him to be awarded $400,000 because of discrimination for him working for the fire department. That $400,000 that he will receive is going to be a real test on him. Just like when you receive, after making dua, that beautiful, righteous Muslim woman, or that handsome, righteous Muslim man. Now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you some ease, the sabr in that will be more difficult than when you didn't have that $400,000. Why? It's because now you have to be patient in terms of where you're going to spend the money. And now you have to be patient in terms of how you're going to treat that beautiful Muslim woman. And you have to have endurance and persevere pertaining to that beautiful, handsome, righteous man that you begged Allah for. As opposed to the time when you didn't have it, you just had to deal with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had ordained for you and wait for Allah to give you what you wanted. But when Allah gives you the felicities and the bounties, here now comes the test. Here now comes the patience that you have to have. And patience is something that all of us have to have. Not just in terms of the things that Allah has blessed you with, but also in the wajibat, in those things that Allah has made obligatory on you. You have to have patience and endurance in terms of the five daily bread. Because while you're on your job and you want to make your salatul zuhr or your salatul asr, you have to have patience in order to perform that prayer correctly, not rushing it for fear of losing your job. You have to have patience when now you've accepted Islam. And 3 weeks ago you didn't have hijab, you didn't have khimar, and now it's obligatory on you to wear the hijab and the khimar. You have to have patience in those things that are obligatory. And you also have to have patience in those things that are haram. Those things in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made proscribed. Those things in which Allah jalla jalaluhu have made prohibited. Because last week, before you were a Muslim, when you were a kafir, before you accepted Islam, you were drinking alcohol. And now you have to have patience when you see those people who used to be your friends drinking the alcohol. You have to have patience. You have to have restraint to keep you away from the haram. You used to be looking at pornography. And now you have to have patience when the people come to you with the magazines of filth. You have to have patience in the haram. And you also have to have patience with those people whom Allah has put in your life. You have to have patience with your husband. You have to have patience with your wife. You have to have patience with your children. You have to have patience with your followers. You have to have patience with your imam. You have to have patience with your teacher. You have to have patience with your students. Each one of us has their own type of patience of which Allah has placed on us. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is going to reward all of those people who endure and who persevere and enjoin those in truth and enjoin those in patience, as Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in his book, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. By the time Allah swears, and he's the only one that can swear by his creation, and no one else can swear by the creation. Only Allah can do this. By the token of the time as it passes, surely every single human being is going to be a loser. And the word loser here does not mean like you lost your kufi or your car keys. Loss here means you're in a deficit. Not only did you lose in the next life, you owe. This is the meaning of loss here. Not only did you lose in the next life, you owe. Every human being is lost, except those who have the correct belief in Allah, who believe correctly and do righteous deeds according to that belief, and enjoin and exhort and incite one another and encourage one another to the truth of Al-Islam, and exhort one another to being patient, to endure, to have sabr. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is full of sabr, the one who's as-sabur, to place on us as-sabr, as the Prophet Dawood said, Allahumma afrigh alayna sabran wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. O our Lord, pour on us your patience and make our feet firm and give us victory over the disbelieving people. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Brothers and sisters in Islam, there are many, many stories of the people who had patience in the past. There is a story of Ka'b ibn Malik radiallahu anhu and the two others who stayed behind the battle, didn't go out to fight fi sabilillah, and had to be patient and had to persevere and had to endure the boycotting of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 50 or 51 days. A man in his own city that even his own wife was told, ordered by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to even speak to him. We have many stories of the people of the past, like Ayyub alayhi salatu wa sallam, who was tested by Allah and had to have patience. And anything that is a negation of patience is no good for us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Prophet Yunus, وَلَا تَكُنْ كَصَاحِبِ الْحُوتِ. Don't be like the one inside of the whale. Don't be impatient. There are many stories of those who endured and persevered. But at the end of this khutbah, brothers and sisters in Islam, I'd like to now narrate a story to you, a beautiful story that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up each and every one of our hearts and our ears so that our hearts can hear. Not our ears, but our hearts can hear the reality of patience and implement it in our lives. We have the story of Urwa ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was visiting the Khalifa, Walid ibn Abd al-Malik. And Urwa had with him his son Muhammad, radiallahu anhum ajma'een. When they went into the courthouse, into the palace of the Khalifa, and Muhammad, the son of Urwa ibn Zubair, radiallahu anhuma, he was a very handsome man, as the narration says, كَانَ مِنْ أَحْسَنِ النَّاسِ وَجْهًا. He was one of the most beautiful people in his face. When he walked into, with his father Urwa, radiallahu anhu, the house of the Khalifa, al-Walid. Al-Walid said to the boy, هَكَذَا تَكُونُ فِتْيَانُ قُرَيْشِ فَعَانَهُ. He said, this is the way the youth of the Quraysh look. And he put the evil eye on this young boy. And the boy became sick. When the boy and his father went into the stable to prepare to leave that city, he fell faint and sick, and he died. And as for his father, Urwa ibn Zubair, radiallahu tabarak wa ta'ala anhu, he himself was trampled by the horses and hurt his leg. As a result, gangrene, al-akila, gangrene settled into his leg. So Walid, the Khalifa, called for the doctor, and they examined his leg. And they said, your leg has to be amputated. إِن لَمْ تُقْطَعَهَا فَرَقْ إِلَى بَاقِ الْجَسَدِ. If your leg is not amputated, this gangrene will travel throughout your body, فَتُهْلَكْ, and you'll be killed. So, Urwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he decided to have his leg amputated. So the people brought a saw, because in those days there was no anesthesia like today. They brought a saw, and he began to saw his leg. And when the saw reached the bone of his leg, with no anesthesia, he fainted. And when he fainted, after he fainted, he came to, resting his head with the perspiration coming down his face on a pillow. When he came to, all he was saying was, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر. Then the narration says, فأخذها. He took his leg. وجعل يقبلها. Then he began to kiss it. He took it in his hand and began to kiss the amputated piece of his body. And then he said, وأما والذي حملني عليك إنه ليعلم أنني ما مشيت بك على إلى الحرام ولا إلى معصية ولا إلى ما لا يرضى الله. He said, I swear by Allah, the one who made me have the ability to walk on you, holding his thumb in his hand. I swear by the one who gave me the ability to walk on you, who mounted me on you. Allah surely knows that I never ever once in my life walked on you to the haram, or walked on you to disobedience to Allah, or walked on you to anything or any place that would displease Allah. Then he ordered that his leg, his amputated leg, be made washed. فَغُسِلَتْ وَتُيِّبَتْ فَتُطِلَتْ تُنِفَتْ عَلَى أَفِيَ قَطِيفَةً. Then he ordered that his leg be washed, shrouded, and perfumed, and then sent to the graveyards of the Muslims and buried. This is Urwa ibn al-Zubayr, radiallahu tabarak wa ta'ala anhu. And then, as he was preparing to go leave the city, he left the city and he was on his way back to Al-Madinah. And as he was on his way back to Al-Madinah, he stopped at the outskirts of the city where his friends and family began to greet him. They began to give him condolences. He said, I'm not going to go into this city because in this city is nothing but people who like to rejoice over affliction or cast on you envy and jealousy. I'm not going to go into the city that he was from. I'm going to stay out of the city because in that city are only those people, شامت للنقبة أو حاسد للنعمة. Only the people who like to rejoice over misfortunes and calamities, or they're envious of the ni'mah that Allah gives you. So he went and stayed at a palace called, in a place called Al-Aqiq. And one of the other companions to him, whose name was Isa ibn al-Talha, radiallahu anhu, came to him. He said, May the fathers of your enemies, may they lose their fathers. This is a dua against those people. He said, show me the musibah. Arini hadihi al-musibah. Show me this musibah, this misfortune of which you've been afflicted with. And then Urwa radiallahu tabarak wa ta'ala anhu, he lifted up his scalp and showed him the stump. He lifted up his scalp and showed him the stump. He said, we didn't come, Isa said, we didn't come to make you wrestle. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala أبقى أكثرك. Allah has already allowed the majority of you to remain. عقلك ولسانك وجسدك ويداك وإحدى رجليك. Allah has still allowed you, Urwa, to have the most of you, the majority of you. You still have your intellect, you still have your tongue, you still have your body, you still have your hands, and you still have one of your legs. And then Urwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Wallahi, this is the best condolences that anyone has ever given to me. This is the best condolences that anyone has ever given to me. And so when he entered the city, the people asked him, what happened? What happened to you? He recited the verse in the Quran, لَقَدَ لَقِينَا فِي سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَرًا. This is all he said from Surah Al-Kahf. They said, what happened? The man has lost his leg and his son. And all he said was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement in the Quran, surely we have suffered much fatigue on our journey. Surely we have suffered much fatigue on our journey. The man has lost his leg. And in addition to this, in another narration, which says that when the doctors came to Urwa, they said, لَوْ سَقَيْنَاكَ شَيْئًا if we were to give you something to drink, كَيْلَا كَيْلَا تَشْعَرُوا لَا كَيْلَا تَشْعَرُوا بِالْوَجَعِ. If we give you something to drink of an intoxicant, you won't be able to feel anything when we saw your leg off. Let us give you some intoxicant. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tested me. لَيَارَى صَبْرِي. So that he will see my patience. So how am I going to oppose Allah's command? Meaning, how am I going to take some intoxicant? The reason why I'm having this is Allah is testing my patience. How in the world do you expect me to disobey Allah, drink this khamr, and go against the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is the example, brothers and sisters, of the people of the past when it comes to sabr. And this is the sabr that every Muslim should be asking for. This is that element, that ingredient, that if you don't have it, you're, as Ali said, you're like a head, a body with no head. We ask Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to give us the patience of those illustrious people of the past. And we ask you, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, to make us have well-being in our patience. And we ask you, O Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, to give us the type of sabr that will give us success in this life and the next. And we ask you, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to give us victory over disbelieving people. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.